learns Ishtabish Kahani. The Kahanim made a mistake. As we know, the halacha is that a shlishi makes a revi by kodesh. For a korban, anything to do with hegdish, it has a tumas revi on it. So Rav says the Kahanim made a mistake. But what's the kasha from here? Like Rashi says, Ishtabish Ketap Rashi in the Yudzayin, Ishtabish Kani Shetiru Revi Bakodesh. That's what Rav says, that they made a mistake. Now Alma, we see from here though that Yayin Veshem and Damashki Beis Mitzvah Chayuninu, the Chur is talking about the wine and the oil that was in the Beis Hamikdash, and still Umetamu, and still it's Makabo Tumah, and who are then it's Matamu something else? So even if you want to tell me here it's Tumah Midrabonin, but I call upon him, you see, not like Yosef Ben Yerza said that it's Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, because here we're talking about a posik. So you see that in the Beis Hamikdash it had Tumas Mashkin on it. That it was Matana, the Shemen or the Yain, to make it into Revi'i L'Tumah. And therefore Rav says they made a mistake. So there's a Kasha on the Man Yemba before that says that in the Beis Hamikdash there's no Tumah at all on Mashkin. And for the Gemara, Midi Haitaime El Rav. Who are we asking this Kasha or Khan according to Rav? Because Rav is the one that says they kind of made a mistake here. But the more Rav, Mashke Beis Mitzvachaya Toni. Rav learned that Yosef ben Yerza before said over in Edus, that in the Beis Hamikdash there's no Tumah even midrabbanan on Mashke, it wasn't on any Mashke, any liquid in the Beis Hamikdash. It was only on the liquid, Beis Mitzvachayim, where they shechted the animals. In other words, the liquid of the blood, or else water that they used to clean it off. Those two are not Makabo Tumah at all in the Beis Hamikdash. Hey, since it's only midrabbanan anyway, so in the Beis Hamikdash, the rabbanan weren't going to tumah to matama the Beis Hamikdash. But they only said this kula by these things that's very shchiach with the makabel tumah. Ma'ashen kein, avo mashkei bei midvachaya, beit midvachay, but the water that goes upon the mizbeach, midvachay means the mizbeach, is matamo. That rabbanan didn't make any special gzeira. So therefore, since like shemen v'yayin, oil and wine, these are things that goes on the Mizbeach, either by the Mincha, or else you put the Yayin from the Sochim on the Mizbeach. These things, the Rabbonin didn't make any special takana. So therefore, since there's a general cloud that mid Rabbonin, all type of liquids are Mekabel Tumah, so Yayin V'Shemen is also Mekabel Tumah, even in the Beis Hamikdash. That the Eidus was before then, the Beis Hamikdash, it's torn, it's only on the Mashke of the Beis HaShchitah, where they shechted by the blood and by the water. That means Mepharshim say the Svari is because those are very Shchiach. So if those would be Mekabel Tumah, there would be too much Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbanu doesn't want that. But the Shemen V'Yayin wasn't so Shchiach to become Tameh. Rabbi says they watched it much more. So therefore, it wasn't Shchiach. Rabbanu did not make any special takana to say that it's Torah. So therefore, this test that Chagai was given to Kanim was a test about the Yayin and the Shemen, which has a Din Tumah mid Rabbanu. So therefore, Rav says the Kanim made a mistake. Because really, in the Beis Hamikdash, there has a Tumah Midrabon and Mashkim, that the Yain and should have made the Shemen for a Vila Tumah. So they made a mistake to say that it's Torah, because really it's Tumah. So the Margufa, on top we learned before, that Rav Amar Ishtabish Kani, that the Kahanim answered wrong, they didn't pass the test. That's the way Rav learns. Shmuel Amar Lo Ishtabish Kani. Shmuel says no, the Kahanim answered very good. The Kahanim gave the right answer. But the Kahanim said that this last, Shemen or Kol Meichel is Torah, they were right. What's the pshat? Why? Rav Mishtabish Kahani. Rav said that the Kahani made a mistake because Revi'i Bakodesh Boyim Minayu. Chagai asked him the Shaila, is this last Shemen, does it become Revi'i L'Tumah? That was the Shaila. By Tumis and the Migdash, does it become Revi'i L'Tumah? The Yomru lay Torah, and they answered back that it's Torah, so they made a mistake because we know by Kodshim there is a Din Tumah Revi'i. Therefore, the way Rav learns, they made a mistake. Shmuel says, no, the Kahanim did not make a mistake. They answered right. Why? Because Chamishi Bakodesh Boyim Minayim. Chagai asked them the Shaila about a Chamishi. Does the Revi make even a fifth one Tomei? The Yomru Lei Tor, and they answered back that's Tor, which is right. There's no Din Chamishi even by Kodesh. Now the Gemara explains, Bishleim El Rav, according to Rav, you understand, Haino Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Abo. The Pasuk talks about four different foods, one after another, and so it's talking about, the Chiddush was, is there Revi or not? And the Pasuk says Lechem, in other words, the Sheretz touched the Lechem, so the Lechem is a Rishon, the Nozid, that's a Sheni, the Yain is a Shlishi, the Shemen is a Revi. So that was the question, is there a Revi L'Tumah by Chiddush or not? and they said it's tahor, and Rav said they made a mistake. Elul is Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, chamishi min olay. What's the right from this pasuk? We're talking about a chamishi, the fifth. It only says four cases here. And for the Gemara, miksiv noga knofoi, does it says what? That the knaf means the sheretz, that's in the corner of the beged, the sheretz itself. Touch the lechem, that the lechem is a rishon l'tumam, v'noga bichnofoi ksiv, with the base it says bichnofoi. What does that mean? V'ma shenoga bichnofoi. In other words, what touched the bread wasn't the sheretz itself, but the sheretz in the corner of the beged touched something else. That thing became a rishon l'tumah, and that something else now went ahead and touched the lechem. Therefore, the lechem is a sheni l'tumah, and when it touches the nozid, it makes it a shlishi, and when it touches the yain, it makes it a revi, and then when it touches the shemen, that's a chamishi. So that was Chagai's question to the kohanim: could a revi make a chamishi by kodesh? And they answered back to kohanim, no, that it's tor. And according to Shmuel, that's a good teretz because that's halacha. There's no din chamishi even by hilchas kodeshim. So, Melo, from here against me, we have Naraya. So, the halacha is Tumas Mashkin, Midiraiso, Midirabonin, or was it Tor Lagamri? Here it could be Madchan. This was a Tumas Midirabonin here, it could be. And even according to Rav, it's that Yosef ben Rez said it was Tor, it's only Tor the Mashkin of Beis Midvachay, or where they make the Shrita, the blood and the water. Mashenkin, Bei Midvachay, that's by the Mizbeach. The Yain Vishemin that has Tumah Midrabonin. Toshima, come, let's hear. I'll bring you another Raya again from the Pasuk in Chagai. Vayoy Mechagai. His Chagai gave the Kahneman a second test. Im Yiga Tomei Nefesh Becholela. What's going to be the case of a Tomei Nefesh? Poshit a Tomei Nefesh means if a person touched a mace, he becomes an Avatumah. Now this person went Hayitamei. If this person touched now the Lechem and the Nozit of Yain Vishemin, would they become Tomei or not? In other words, Poshet's exact same question. Can you have a revi by Kodesh or not? Vayanu kahanim, vayomru yitma. And here the Kahanim answered back and says, yes, it's Tomei. So the Morvishlem, Lishmuel, and Luchura, they were right. That the halacha is, there is a revi by Tumma. So here the Kahanim, Vaistois, knew the halacha is a revi by Kodesh. So therefore the Gemara says, Vishlem, Lishmuel, Vishlem, according to Shmuel, midahochela yishtabish. Just like by this second question, the Kahanim knew the halacha is, that a Tomei meis could make something into revi. There was if a tummy mace touches the lechem, that's a rishon. And the lechem touches the nozir, that's the sheni. And the nozir touches the yayin, that's a shlishi. And the yayin touches the shem, that's a revi. And the kohanim answered back, yes, that's tummy. So they knew this halachom is awesome. Nam lo yishtabish. It's very good according to Shmuel that the first question, even though they know the halacha that a revi is tummy, they answered there that it's tor because it was talking about the chamishi, about the fifth one. And taka they knew it. So according to Shmuel, it's good what the Kahanim knew the halach is. They knew that there is a revi, but there's no chamishi. Elo le Rav. But according to Rav, Maish nohoche di yishtabish, Maish nohosem d'lo yishtabish. How come by the second question by Tomei Meis, they answered right, that a revi is Tomei. So how come by the first question, I was talking about a sheretz, if it touched the lechem, and lechem, the nozer, the yayin, the shemen, that the other answered wrong. According to Rav, how come? Like if they knew there's a halacha of revi, why didn't they answer before? Of the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Amar Avua, I'll tell you terrors like this. I'll tell you that the Kiyin Hain, the Tumas Mace, that they knew the Loch about a Tame Mace. But a person that touched the Mace, he's a Rishon of Tumah. When he touches the Lechem, that they knew it becomes a Rishon, and the Nozah becomes a Sheni, and the Yarn becomes a Shlishi, and the Shem becomes a Revi. So the Hilchas Tame Mace, that they knew the Loch is, they thought that Tame Mace is Chomer. That could make a Revi. But the Ain, the Kiyin Hain, the Tumas Sheretz. But the first question about if a sheretz touches the lechem and the lechem, the nozah, the yain, the shemin, that they weren't bekiyim. They didn't know how strong tamei sheretz is. They thought there maybe it only makes a shlishi and not a revi. That's why the first question they answered wrong, according to Rav, even though that was also a question, could there become a revi by kodesh or not? And there they made a mistake because that was talking about tamei sheretz. For the second question, which was talking about tamei meis, that they were bekiyim, that they knew that loch is about. So the Ravino Amar another teretz. Ravino Amar Hosam Ravi. The first question was by a sheretz touches the lechem and the lechem, the nozid, and vaitek goes into Ravi. And that they didn't know. They didn't know that there's a Ravi even by kochim. Aba Hocha Shlishi. But here the second question was does the shemen become a shlishi or not? And that they did know. They knew that a shlishi becomes a tamei. They just didn't know that a shlishi could make revi. In other words, the ravine is answering, there's no difference between tamei sheretz and tamei meis. They knew that law has applied to both of them. But they thought only that there's a shlishi, not a revi. Now, why was the second question a shlishi? It's talking about the exact same case, the lechem, the nozer, the yain, and the shemen. So Rashi learns pshat is, Rashi says, Ravino Omar Mohel Bekim, Rashi learns, Lehoye Bekim Revi Bakodish Klau. They did not know any aloha that there's a Revi Bakodish. Of the Gabe Meis, Shlishi Bakodish Boy Minayu. But the second question about Tomei Meis was a question about Shlishi. Why? Tahai Tomei Nefesh Dekro Lav Tomei Meis. We're not talking about a person that touched the Meis, and that person touched the Lechem. Ela Meis Mamish. So we're talking about the mace himself, Kleimar, Tumas Nefesh Umeis Avi Avois, that the mace itself is Navi Avois Atumun. The Lechem Av, and now the Lechem touched the mace. So when the Lechem touches the mace, Rashi learns that the Lechem becomes an Avatumah. Therefore, the Nozid, when the Lechem touched the Nozid, that's a Rishon. The Yain became a Sheni, the Shem and Shlishi. And of that type they knew that a Shlishi is Tomei Bakochim. Was talking about that the mace, the bread touched the mace itself. So according to Rashi, there's a chiddush here, that bread could become an av hatuma. How could bread be an av hatuma if an av touches the mace himself? Now Tosfos asked the kasha here, that we had the Gemara Nida says, for kaimlam b'mapelis, the chol dover she'en lo tara b'mikvah eino nas av hatuma. Anything that if it's tumah, you cannot be tevel in the mikvah doesn't take away its tumah, it can't become an av hatuma. Like lechem, there's no din mikvah. You can't be tevel lechem in the mikvah. It's not a tyrant. So if it doesn't have a tyrant in the mikvah, why do we say that a lechem could become an avatuma? So Tosfos answered, maybe you could say it doesn't become an avatuma to matama odin v'kedim, but it does become an avatuma to matama mashkin like Abu Sugi here. But Tosfos learns a different pshat here, and according to Tosfos and Echnami, bread can never become an avatuma. Right. A kopon, so far we have no rayas, or if a mashkin could be mekabel tumah midirayas or not. Toshma, come, let's go bring another raya. Vayan Chagai answered here after he gave him the test. Vayomer kein or mazeh, v'chein agoy azeh lefnei lefonai nu mashem. Now this is the way this nation is in front of Hashem. The Rashi says the real demur means the end of the pasuk. But the end of the pasuk says. The crew of Achen Komaisi Deim Asher Yekrivu Shom Tomehu. That all the things the Kohanim did was Tomei. So Bishleim Rav, according to Rav, we understand this. Haino Dersiv Tomei. Whatever they did was Tomei, because they didn't know the halachas. They didn't know there's such a thing as a revi by Kodesh. Therefore, they brought a revi even though it was Tomei. Elul Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, that says no. They didn't know the halachas are my Tomei. Why did Chagai after the test say what they're doing is Tomei? And the Gemara, it's Muye Ko Metama. No, it didn't really mean to say what they were doing was Tomei. But he was at Metama, he was wondered. Like people were saying they were doing bad things. He like wondered, where did they do bad things? He saw that they knew the halachas. And the Gemara, V'chein Kol Masi Adengsiv. It says, in all the things they did was Tomei. Mashma, not that he was wondering why, but they actually did bad things. So according to Shmuel it's Shver, according to Shmuel they knew that Lachas Tumah, so what was doing wrong? The Kuru they were makbid on Hilchas Tumah, on a Revi L'Tumah. Now the Gemara Oma Mazutra Vitema Ravashi Miter Shekilkulu Es Masayim, since they were doing other Averis, and Echnami, could be Hilchas Tumah they knew. They were makbid on a Revi L'Tumah. But I call upon them they did other Averis. So since they were doing other Averis to Kahanim and the Beis HaMikdash HaSheini, is Malalei Makosir Kilu Et Rivu B'Tumah. The Pasuk says as if all the Avodah was done b'tumah. Since they weren't Makbid on all the Averis, it would look as if they did everything b'tumah. Rashi says, Shekukulam Asayim, L'yachaz man hoyim esnadeh sheyekalkulam Asayim. That later on he gave a Navi, Nebuah, that they will do Averis. Rabbi Yishayni b'shar Averis. The Margufa. On top we learned, Rav Toni Mashke Beis Mitzvachaya. Rav learns that what was the Edus of Yosef ben Yerez Yisraedah? That in the Beis Hamikdash, it's tor, it's only tor, the water by the Shechita, either the water there or the dam. Mashenke in the Yain, the Shemen on the Mizbeach, that could be Makabotumah, a Kopon and Midrabonon, even in the Beis Hamikdash. For Levi, though, Levi says no. For Levi, Tona, Mashka, Vei, Midvechei. Levi learns even the water that's brought on, the Mashkim, the liquid that's brought on the Mizbeach, it also is Tor in the base of Migdish. Rabbonu Magoizer, like that, should not be a Makabot Torm reader. Which Mashkin is that? That's the Yain and the Shemen. That's the way Levi learns. So the Marna like this. The Levi, according to Levi, that says, even the Yain, the Shemen, and the Beis HaMikdash was Tor, of the Zoy Honicha, it's good. Isvir like Shmuel. If he's going to learn the way Shmuel learned Pshat in the Eidus of, Yosef ben Yoez Yisraida, the Yoma, that Shmuel said, that Dochem Latama Tumas Acherim, that he was made an Eidus, that Tor, it's only Tor, it's not going to be Matama something else. Abotumas Atzmon Yeshlehem. But these mashkim in the Beis Hamikdash has a din called ponim midrabbanan to be mekabotuma. That's the way Shmuel learns. So if Levi learns like Shmuel, then it's good. This pasuk in Chagai, mishkachas lo denagi kula berishin. That Chagai said is the tomei of the yain and the shemen. We're talking about that they all touch the rishin. That's how these things are called ponim could become tomei. Yet, like Rashi learns that. That really, according to this, Shmuel could say that Chagai like asking two different questions. First, the question was, what about if any one of these things, the Yayin, the Shemen, touches Rishon Tumah? And that Taka could be Mekabel Tumah, it becomes Tumah. And then the last second question was, what about the Yayin? Could it be Matamah the Shemen? And that the answer is back, no. And Shmuel says the answer is right. So according to Shmuel, if Levi is going to hold like Shmuel, that even though Levi says there was a Takonim, that on the Yain, the Shemen, and the Beis Hamikdash should not be Mekabel Tumah, but it's only that it wasn't Mekabel Tumah. But it has the right, that the Eidus was only that it's not Matamah something else. In other words, it itself could be Mekabel Tumah. Then it's good as Pasuk, that the Yain, the Shemen could be Mekabel Tumah. It's only an Eidus that on the Beis Hamikdash, the Rabbanim made exerus, it's not Matamah something else. That's good. Eli Sova Leikirav. But if you could tell me now, Levi learns Pshat like Rav learned the Yomar. That Rav said over what was the Yedis of Yosef ben Yoezer, what was at the corner of the Rabbonim in the Beis Hamikdash, that Dochei Mamish, that all the Mashki in the Beis Hamikdash was Tohor Legamri, it wasn't Mekabel Tumah at all. And Levi learns that the corner was not only on the blood and the water, but it was even on the Yain and the Shemen also. How could then Levi learn Shand Chagai in his Pasuk? How could the Yain or Shemen become Tumah? And for the Gemara, Korcha Kishmul Sirle. According to Levi, you have to say he holds like Shmuel, that the Eidus was only that it's not Matamah something else, but in itself could be Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara will Shmuel, even according to Shmuel, when Shmuel says that it's Mekabel Tumah, it's just not Matamah something else. Hon Nicha, this is good, Yisav Alok Rav. If he learns like Rav, the Toni Mashke Bei Beis Midbechei, that which mashke is tor only the water and the blood. Alvo mashke be midbechei, but the mashke, the liquid of the yain, the shem that goes on the mizbeach. Achrin nami metamo, it could even be metamo something else. Abizoi revi hudaloyovid. It's mashma what that they, revi hudaloyovid chamishi. That they knew this question that the revi could not make a chamishi. That's where they answered. According to Shmuel, they answered right, that it's Torah, because the question was, could revi make a chamishi? They said no. But it's mashmo shlishi of a revi. But mashmo is only because it's chamishi. But if the yain would have been a shlishi, the question is, could the yain make a shem and a revi? Mashmo, they would have said, yes, it is. So why should it be metama? Because he holds that the gezerah wasn't set upon wine and shemen, therefore there could be, they are tamei, and they could be metama something else also. Ela isav alak Levi, but if you can tell me now, Shmuel holds like Levi, the tani that Levi learned, mashke bei midvechei, that the tekona was even on the shemen v'yayin, in the Beis Hamikdash, that they're also not mekabel tumah, not metama something else, habizoy ma'ira revi, to Loyavid Chemishi, why did the Kohanim just have to answer a Chagai asked them the question? Could this Yain, that's a Revi, make a Shemin? Afilu Shein Yishlishin Ami Loyavdi. Even if the Yain would be a Rishon, it also can't be Matama the Shemin to make them to a Shlishi. Because according to Levi, it's Tor, that was a Takona, that in the Beis Hamikdash, even the Yain, the Shemin is Tor. So how could the Pasuk say, only because the Chemishi it's Tor? Mashmech, if it would have been a Revi, it would have been Tomei. Right, it's not true. Now, if the Gemara HaKorchen, you have to say Kerav Svirle. You have to say that Shmuel holds also like Rav. That was a new takon in the Beis Migdish. That it's not Mekabel Tumah, it only went upon the Mashke of the Beis Midbuchein, where they made the Shechita of the blood and the water. Re'enachanami, the Yain and the Shemun, there was no special takonim. Therefore, HaKorponim Midirabonin, it was Mekabel Tumah, and it wasn't a Kamimatam, it's something else, HaKorponim Midirabonin. So the more Tanya Kavosid the Rav, Tanya Kavosid the Levi. I have a Ryan now to Rav, and I have a Ryan now to Levi. Again, this Shai Laklo, where was this new Takoni in the Beis Hamikdash, that the Mashka there is not Mekabel Tumah. But Tanya Kavosid Levi, I have a Ryan to Levi that even the Yain and the Shemin was also not Mekabel Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the Ryan for Levi? Well, it says, the Brisa says, Hadam, if you have the blood in the Beis Hamikdash, or else clearly the HaYain v'Yashemin, or else you have the wine or the oil. Or else any water, mashke bay mitbechei, any water that goes on the mizbeach, shenit mubifnim. If a sheretz touched it inside the Beis Hamikdash, voitzi and lechutz, and then we take it outside the Beis Hamikdash, still tohirim, still stir. See, the Rais does claw this price hold that mashkin is not mekabel tumah midiraisa, it's only midirabbonim, and rabbonim made this gezera that in the Beis Hamikdash is not mekabel tumah at all. Let's say when it was outside the Beis Hamikdash, then the sheretz touched it. So midirabbonin, it was mekabel tumah tumah midirabbonin. Now v'chnisa mifnim, and now they brought it inside to the Beis Hamikdash. The lachar is tumayim. Still, it remains tumah since it was mekabel tumah outside the Beis Hamikdash, and that's the log zera to say it's tor. Therefore, it remains tumah even though you bring it inside. So it is a raya to a levi. That even Yain v'shemen was also a takana not to be mekabel tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. If you think more, any, it's not right to have a kasher on this brayso. V'yomer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said over that mashke bei midbechei lo yomru dochein elidim koyman. That there's a takana that this mashke, this water in the Beis Hamikdash is tor. It's only tor ben koyman when it's inside the Beis Hamikdash in its place. So l'chura, my lab, doesn't this mean to say l'mute nitla b'fnim, that even if a case true, there were the sheretz touched this water inside the Beis Hamikdash, but now if they take it outside, now it's not b'mkoimim anymore, maybe now the tumah should be chal. In other words, that we say in the Beis Hamikdash is Torah, it's not the pshat like the sheretz never touched it. No, a sheretz touched this yain, just inside the Beis Hamikdash, the tumah is not chal. It's like something's holding it back. But when it comes outside, it automatically becomes tumah. This is not like the Braiser. But the Marloi, that's not pshat in the Yeshua, ben Levi. Loi lemute nitmu bachutz. It means to say only it's tor if the tumah came about inside. But if it became tumah outside the Beis Hamikdash, and then the chnisim efnim, then they brought this yain or mashk or shemen into the Beis Hamikdash, still it's tumah. Why? Because it depends where it was mekabel tumah. Fred Gemara vobim kaimim kumar. Smash in its place, and that's all, only inside. But when it comes outside, it becomes tummy again. This is what Rabbi Shur ben Levi meant to say. Lo yomru dochin, it's only said that it remains tahor, elisha nitmu. Here again, this is what Rabbi Shur ben Levi meant to say. He meant to say, Le'omru Dochin, it's only is Tohor Elishenit Mubim Koimon, where the Tumah took place in the Beis Hamikdash. But if the Tumah took place in the Beis Hamikdash, then it's Taka Tor, even if it goes outside. But if the Tumah took place outside the Beis Hamikdash, the Sheretz plus just Yain B'Shemin outside, then it was Mekabel Tumah, and the Tumah stays upon it, even though later when you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. Tanya Kavosi de Rav. Now I'll bring you right to Rav, that only the water and the dam has this takon, its Torah in the Beis Hamikdash. That Enachnami, the Yain and Shemin, maybe is Mekabel Tumah Midirabbonin in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the Raya to Rav? It says a Braisa, Hadam V'Yamayim, Mashka Beis Midvechei, Klo, only these two things, blood and water, that this is the liquid by the Shechita, Shenitzimo, that the Sheretz touched it in the Beis Hamikdash, Bein Bekelim, whether this water or dam is in a Kli, Bein Bekarka, whether the water or the dam is on the ground, still tohirim. In the Beis Hamikdash, if a sheretz touches it, it's tor. Since the raya to Rav, only mayim and dam is tor.